Class 3, Subject, Geography. Topic, The Earth, How It Looks. Good morning to all my dear students of Class 3. We know that the planet Earth is very large in size. And because of this, we cannot see the whole planet at one time. For this, we use a model of the Earth, which is a globe. It was believed that the Earth is round like a ball, but later it was found that the Earth is slightly flat at the top and the bottom. The topmost point of the Earth is the North Pole, and the bottommost point of the Earth is the South Pole. Different colors are used to represent land and water on the globe. The blue color is used to represent the water bodies. Now, if you refer to page 12, the picture of a globe is on your right. You will find different continents marked in there. So, what are continents? Continents are large parts of the land. We have 7 continents, and they are Asia, Africa, Europe, North America, South America, Australia, and Antarctica. Asia is the largest continent. Australia, the smallest one. Moving on to oceans. These are large bodies of water. Refer to page 13. See the world map. There are 4 main oceans of the Earth. They are the Pacific, the Atlantic, the Indian, and the Arctic. The Pacific Ocean is the largest ocean on the Earth, and the Indian Ocean is named after our country, India. However, smaller bodies of water are known as seas, bays, and gulfs. With this, we move on to the next section of the chapter, map. What is a map? A map is a drawing of the whole Earth or a part of it on a flat piece of paper, and it is drawn according to scale. A map which shows the whole world is called a world map. A map small in size can be seen in our books. A map big in size and can be put up on the wall are called wall maps. And a book of maps is called an atlas. A map is better than globe because it is easier for us to carry it. We can fold or roll a map, and a lot more information is available on a map rather than a globe. A map has 4 main directions: north at the top, south at the bottom, east to the right, west to the left. These directions help us to locate various places on the map. Now refer to page 14. There is a drawing of a compass, an instrument which helps us to know the directions is a compass. Its needle always points to the north direction. Like for example, if you refer to the Indian map on your right, the top is the north, bottom is the south. We have east on our right and west on our left. With this, we come to the end of discussing the second chapter in geography.